been, you know, on here lately because I was busy with, you know, interviews, and my daughter's sick, and I have a cold, and then it's just, the reason I'm doing this right now, I'm being raw and vulnerable, crying as I do this podcast today, because I'm just like, I'm just super emotional. I feel like I'm just at the stage where I just want to give up, because I've given so much of myself to, like, looking for a new job, doing interviews, doing applications every day, not taking days off, you know, and just getting disappointed. It was, like, two jobs that I really liked, that I really wanted. The first lady from the counseling place never called back, and then what kills me is she said I did good in the interview, so it's confusing. Like you said, I did good in the interview, so I don't, you know, my language all on the curve, but why, you know what, didn't you call me back if I did so great? I even went above and beyond and sent her, like, a thank you letter and everything. But even today, I did this interview, which I feel like was misleading because the lady was acting like she liked me so much. And then all of a sudden, guys, I tell you, she tells me coming today's shadow. She never says, mind you, she never mentions that she's doing other interviews, because I've heard I'm doing other interviews. Normally, most people say that. Most people say that to you, you know. You hear, most people say that to you, like, you know, in the interview. They're like, oh, I'm doing other interviews, I'll get back to you. Mind you, she never said that to me. So I'm just assuming that she liked me well enough and she was gonna, you know, hire me or whatever. Because she came off like, oh, never said she was doing other interviews and she'd be in touch. No, most interviewers that I go to, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing other interviews and I can take that. She never said that. So she said, oh, I'm gonna bring you in to shadow you. And we'll go from there. So I'm assuming that, okay, from there, you're telling me you like me, you want to hire me. No. I get there today. I wait. Mind you, this drive is an hour away. I drive an hour away. My daughter's sick with a really bad cold. So I left my daughter, who's sick. Mind you, I can stay home with my sick child, but I sent my grandmother's house to be babysat so I could do this little shadow. I shadow the people there. All the girls seem so sweet, so nice. Then I get in there, and she goes, oh, I'm leaving, so I tell her bye, whatever, after I'm done shadowing. She goes, oh, well, I just want you to know that, Caitlin, who's the HR lady, she'll be in touch because we're still doing other interviews. Like, why didn't you fucking tell me this when you first set me down in the goddamn interview? You're wasting my time. I'm driving an hour away, mind you. Gas ain't cheap. Mind you, I'm unemployed right now, so I'm financially stable right now, and I'm financially good, but I'm trying to save the money I do have because I'm not working, hello? So I just feel like my time was just freaking wasted. Like, why not tell me in the first interview that you're still interviewing other people? Why get my hopes up? And it's like the last two jobs I interviewed that I really liked, and I heard nothing back from the counseling people. And then today, I'm not even sure I'm going to get the job. She's probably not going to call me. It's just disappointing, guys, because I keep putting myself out there, keep doing interviews, I keep busting my ass, and I feel like in the end, it's not getting me nowhere. Like, I don't know what these employers want. You know, for me, I have been in my last job for 3 years, so I'm not used to having to go out here and interview and do this all over, but I didn't realize how damn hard it was going to be. It's like, and of course, you know, being me, I have a 2-year-old daughter to take care of. I'm a single parent, so I have to bust my ass everything I have. You know, I'm never going to let my daughter go without. So, you know, luckily for me, I had, you know, I paid all my bills like up a month or two. So I'm good and I don't have to owe anybody right now because I had a feeling like, let me pay all my stuff up to be safe. And I did that, which is good for me. But it's not even really, what bothers me the most is that I just don't know what these employers want. I don't know what to do. And I text my boyfriend upset, and he's like, it's going to be okay, babe. God has more in store for you. And I'm like, I get that, but he's not the one unemployed. He's still going to work every day, punching the time, punching out, getting his check in his account. I'm getting nothing. You know, I'm basically, guys, you know, I'm basically just living off my savings. Thank God that I saved up a good amount of money, which you should do it, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just living off that, which I have a good amount. Like I said, I'm not financially unstable right now. I'm financially good, But the point is, nobody wants to sit out of work forever. Eventually, all your money you have goes away. You're not going to stay in your savings forever when you're not working and you're paying bills. I left my last job because, like I told you guys, I was being harassed every day. I was being bullied. My doctor chose not to do anything about it, so I chose to leave because I couldn't keep, you know, feeling the way I felt and him not wanting to handle everything. But it's just disappointing and going through the cycle. And I try to be strong because I don't want people to see, like, oh, I'm depressed, oh, I'm sad. But this has been really tough for me. You know, the only thing that has really helped has been doing the podcast, has been, you know, having the mental health Instagram page. And I just recently, as of yesterday, I'm going to be having the mental health YouTube. And I'll put my first video up today, I want to say. My first video for that will go up today. I'm super excited about that. And you guys, like, you just be like, you guys will see a video if I can get myself together long enough. But now I'm just leaving that long hour drive. I still have a long way to get home. But I am going to hit the grocery store to get, like, my daughter. I'm scared to go to the store, guys, because the stores are going to be packed. Christmas is supposed to be Wednesday. People are off work and they're doing crazy crap. So, I don't know, guys. I'm just kind of over it all. I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know. But anyway, I'm going probably go to Target or the grocery store because my daughter needs stuff and she just is, I don't know. So, she has a really bad cold. So, I'm just going to, herb and get what I need to get out of the grocery store and go pick her up. And I'm just going to go home, probably watch some TV, let her watch her cartoons, just relax the rest of the day because I don't even feel good anymore. I feel super depressed, super sad, super emotional, and I'm just frustrated. It's like, I don't know what the hell this tour is going. Like, I have a good background, I have a degree, you know, I went to school, and I bust my ass for everything that I did have and that I do have. And so for me, it's like, what the hell do people want? It's like nowadays when you interview, you're up against like five or six other fucking people. So it's like, I remember when you could just get hired on a spot or you wasn't up against so many damn people. But people are claiming that Trump is our president, or was our president, whoever the hell he is. They were claiming that employment went up. When the fuck did employment go up? Because that was the case. Why is everybody still out here not fucking working? I don't get it. You know, it's like, you know, if I had it my way, I would have never left my job. But it's an issue where if you're being harassed and bullied every day, it was a situation where it was either I go or I end up in a bad place. I was having so many breakdowns, I had no choice but to leave for my mental health. But it's just like, guys, I don't know. I'm just kind of frustrated and I'm upset, but I'm trying not to let it bring me down. Actually, talking to you guys, I'm starting to feel better. I'm not as emotional about all this stuff because I'm starting to, like, my tears are clearing up a little bit. I'm feeling better and I'm excited and I'm just going to keep going and keep pushing. But, you know, the one thing that I'm learning is that, I don't know, guys, I guess you just got to stay strong, right? You got to stay strong, that's all I can say. I'm tired though, guys. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, mentally, I'm drained. Physically, I'm stressed. And I know getting a job is not easy, and everybody keeps saying keep pushing, but I am pushing. I'm the girl that doesn't even take a damn break. I apply for jobs every goddamn day. I've even reached out to temp agencies because of my medical background. They're always like, oh, we can't help you. We only do, like, administration type jobs. So, I'm through with that. And I had a tip base that actually said they could help me. And it's been a month and I've heard nothing back. So it's like, what do you do when no one wants to help you? You just feel like you're back against the ball. You're afraid about it. Like, I don't know what else I can possibly do. I'm just at my wit's end. And we not even really started recording this because I'm like, you know what? I haven't talked to you guys. And I want to be vulnerable and real and honest with you guys. Like, just because, you know, I do good podcasts and I wear a smile does not mean I'm necessarily happy. I'm just trying to push through to get through things like everybody else, you know. And I've tried to play the tough role, oh, I'm going to be good, everything's fine. But lately, it's been like the tough role kind of making me, I can see those still in those situations. sorry, guys. I'm getting cold, but when it's like I can't really do so much, you know, I can't say, I got to be honest with you guys, I got to be honest with myself and people I've on my social media, because it's because I put this mask on does not mean that I'm not human. I'm sometimes weak too. I'm not always strong. And, you know, I do believe in prayer. I do believe in God. I believe that He's going to get me through it. It's just upsetting when you put so much into your career. And my career, to me, is everything. I bust my ass for that degree. I bust my ass to do what I do. And so I want to be so knee-deep in my career. Of course, I'm not going to be that mom that's so knee-deep. My words ain't even coming out. It's so blah, blah. Yeah, I just did that on my own. Just y'all see, I'm stumbling on my words, so I'm clearly upset. But I don't want to be that mom that's so knee-deep in her career that she's like, oh, I just forgot that I have a kid. I'm just so into my career. I barely see my kids. No, but my career is something that's important to me. I worked hard for it, and you know, I take this seriously. Like, most people who apply for a job don't apply. You know, I'm applying for my career because this is my life, like, pretty much to a certain extent. I signed up to help people, and this is what I want to keep doing. But I don't know. I just feel like a failure. I feel like a bad mom. I feel like a bad everything right now because I'm not where I want to be. You know, my daughter always, she's two, but she's always like, I'm proud of you, mommy. It's okay. But, and I try not to let her see me upset or sad or, like, let her see me in a state of like, oh, mom's worried, and I'm going to be worried too about money and everything. And I do have a great family, and I can always fall back on my family, but of course, who wants to do that? Like, I'm damn near 30 years old. I don't want to depend on my parents to help me pay bills or my family or whoever to help me do stuff, and I haven't depended on them for years. So, of course, I'm used to doing everything on my own, which is why I've been doing it on my own and not asking anybody for handouts, because I just feel like, you know, it's something I'm not trying to do. And it's just been I don't know what it's been. It's just, I'm just so frustrated, guys. I'm just so kind of over it. Because, and it's weird because I had this gut feeling. Something told me, Sherelle, like, watch what's going to happen. I felt it, but I kind of shook it off. I prayed this morning with my mom, and I was like, okay, everything's going to be okay. And then this stuff happens, and I'm just like, what in the hell is going on? I'm like, I don't know. And I think for me, I'm harder on me because, like I said, when you have a mental illness, especially dealing with anxiety and depression, little things happen in your life, and a normal person will react, you know, different than someone with a mental illness. So I think for me, that's why my reaction is really different, because I'm dealing with the mental illness part of it. But it's just, like I said, it's been tough. And I don't know what my next steps are. Like, I really like giving up, to be honest, because I don't know what's going to happen. But as usual, I can't give up because I have a daughter to take care of. So all I can do is just keep doing applications, keep getting interviews, and just see who wants to hire me. That's all I can do. But it becomes to a point of frustration. So I just hate having my time wasted. Like, I don't know what interviews you want. I don't know why they call you just to waste your damn time. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't know. It just would have been nice to have a job before Christmas because I would have felt secure. And right now, I don't feel that. I feel like I'm back to square one. It's like I take like five steps forward and then end up getting knocked down and have to go all the way back to one, step one again. And I think, see, I just don't want to keep going back to step one. I want to just finish out. But needless to say, I don't know, guys. At least I have a good support system of family and friends that support me and are here for me. But this is just, a hell of a morning. You know, I don't know. I still say my time is wasted. I don't know what's going to come out of this. I'll get something back from Caitlin or whoever. But, I don't know. At this point, I don't even care because I feel like I'm so upset and I just need to process this and relax and just get my mind clear because I feel like if I don't get myself together and clear my mind just to keep it, I'm going to be all over. I don't know that. I really don't know. Like I said, I feel like giving up hope, but I know I can't. I know that's like the mental illness part of me talking, but oh, it doesn't help that I feel like I'm getting sick, and I really was literally there feeling like sick as a dog. And I just kind of felt like, you know, again, like my time was wasted. And that's big to me, my time and everything, especially when my child was at home sick, and I could have been with her for having my time wasted. So, I don't know, guys. I just don't know. I'm sorry, y'all have to rant and rumble on, or ramble on, or sometimes I just rumble. But having a moment, and I'm sharing it with you guys for so many reasons, because I know there's people out there in my shoes who are looking for employment, and they're feeling like me, like they want to give up. I'm putting people out there who are dealing with things, who are really sad and emotional, and they don't know how to deal with it all. So when I make these podcasts, I'm making it to help someone out there. It's always in mind to help someone, never to upset anyone, never to offend anyone. It's always, okay, I'm going to hopefully I reach somebody today and I help that person with their life, you know. But I'm learning, like, when I do any kind of social media, I want to be nothing. I don't want anything to be edited or not real. I want everything to be the authentic truth. I want you guys to see the real me. I want you guys to see the mask off. You know, the girl who's okay from the crowd, making her feel her way. Which is why as soon as I was crying and I was being emotional, I needed to hit the record button, because you know what? I want them to see that I'm normal just like them, to see that I go through everyday things, to see that not everything is roses and sunshines, but this is my real life, and other people can relate. I think that's so important, because I feel like a lot of things on social media get edited, and I think when you can be raw and vulnerable, and there's no editing done, I think that's the most beautiful thing, and that's why I'm giving you guys this. But I don't know. I'm just, like I said, heading to the store to get my daughter her food she asked for. Then I'm gonna go pick her up, and I'm going home and lay down and try to just forget this whole damn day. If we're being honest, so, you know, but I don't know, guys. I want to go to Target, because I want to get my daughter some more socks, but I know Target is going to be packed like hell, and I'm not trying to be in a packed ass store. So I'm probably just going to go to Publix right quick, run it in, grab what I need to grab, get the hell out, because I feel like a lot of people are Christmas shopping for food, too, you know, so they can cook, and I'm not trying to be in anybody's place. Let me get my stuff and get the hell up out of here. That's all I want to do. But anyway, guys, I don't know. I'm ready to go home. I'm just going to cuddle up in my bed and go to sleep. I literally did not sleep at all last night. I was so nervous about this stupid shadowing thing. I was so nervous about my daughter being sick, and she wasn't sleeping in her own bed. She's like, Mommy, I sleep in my own bed. Like, last night, she's gotten out of my bed. She wants to be in her own bed, which is great for her. But I'm kind of missing her in my bed. But I don't want to, like, tell her too much, because now I want to feel like she has to come back in my room. She's doing so good sleeping in her own bed. So, it was like her being sick and coughing tonight, calling me on her speaker saying she needed me. So I didn't really sleep because of that, and because I was nervous. But, you know, so this thing, when I was driving to the place this morning, I literally was like falling asleep driving. Like, I was so tired, exhausted from last sleep. Like I said, I did a lot for this. I got up at 5:30 in the morning. I did all these things to prepare, because I was trying to just be ready, but I don't know, guys. I don't know. I'm just really tired right now. I need to get something to eat. I need to lay down. I need to stop thinking about this job BS right now, because it's school, and I don't want to keep thinking about it. I don't even want to keep worrying myself about it. I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my day, and you know what? I'm gonna pray to God about it and just give it to Him, because I don't know what else to do. And I don't want to spend my whole day upset over people who don't matter and people who just don't understand, you know. So for me, if this job is meant to be, I have it. If not, then I'll do something better, like my boyfriend told me. So I'm not gonna stress too much over it. But I guess I just want to share a vulnerable, real moment with you guys. Someone out there in my shoes looking for work, don't give up. I know it gets hard because you need the job, you need the money, but you'll land the job eventually. You just gotta keep praying, keep hoping, and that's all we really can do. And we just gotta stay strong. Keep going. You know, I can't let my mental illness drag me under. Can't let yours do it either, so we gotta stay strong. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I'm about to get off here now. I don't feel headed to the store. So I will talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening. Sorry, guys. I was in the middle of talking and my aunt called me. I got to talk about his job, but I don't want to talk about it, so I'm not going to pick up because I'm not in a good mood right now. Anyway, like I was saying, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace and love. I got to go. I hope everyone's doing well. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.